Hello, Ninth and O. This is Devotionables, brief devotions for busy people. My name is Nathan DeVoe. I serve on the worship team here. I'm also part of YC1. Today, our text is going to be Psalm 81. This is a psalm by Asaph. He has a tendency to write about Israel's history when he writes psalms. And so this is another one that kind of goes back through Israel's history, their past, and looking at the Lord's faithfulness. But before we hop into it, I'll read the whole thing. Psalm 81. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song, sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, a rule of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. We see in this passage, before any sort of history or any sort of reminding the people of Israel of the Lord's faithfulness, is first an encouragement to worship. In the first few verses, Asaph is reminding Israel to sing aloud to God our strength, shout for joy, recognizing that everything that follows, whether encouragement or whatever else, that it should be tempered with a heart of worship, that we should be reminded of who God is and who we are looking to. And then Asaph writes as though from God's perspective. And so Asaph is reminding Israel, and through Israel is reminding us, that God has been faithful. In verses 4 through 7, we see that it is the rule of the God of Jacob that he made a decree of going out over the land of Egypt. And we see that we're looking at Israel's salvation from captivity in Egypt. That I relieved your shoulder of the burden, your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah after they've left Egypt and they're leaving and on their way. As in most psalms, there is this requirement of looking back to the Lord's faithfulness to remind ourselves of his goodness. And as we continue, now the Lord is turning and saying what he wants from his people. He says, "Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me." He speaks words reminiscent of the Ten Commandments. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. Reminding Israel that he is the one that brought them up out of the land of Egypt. And reminding them that if they are to listen, he will provide for them. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. God wants us to listen to him. If we do, he blesses us. However, we continue on and we see in verses 11 and 12, that if we don't listen, he leaves us to ourselves and to our sin. My people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. If we are following our own desires and listening to our sinful hearts, then we have no choice but to fall away from the Lord, because it is in relying on him and obeying him and listening to him that we find our refuge in him. But as Asaph finishes this psalm, continuing to speak from the Lord's perspective, we see that there is hope. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my head against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. The Lord does not say, if Israel would have listened to me, past tense, remorseful of the fact that Israel's hope is lost, but instead says, if my people would listen to me, there is still the opportunity and the chance for Israel to turn from their sin to the Lord and to listen to him. And the same is true for us. Sin may appear better in the moment, but if we don't listen to the Lord and follow our hearts, then we fall into sin once again. The obedience that the Lord calls for is not giving God anything that isn't already his. It is instead a blessing to us that we cannot gain otherwise. And so today, I ask, are you listening? Are you listening to God's call in your life and seeking after him? There's blessing that follows from following the Lord and listening to him, and satisfaction from resting in him. God bless you.